consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Rosalind Fung here. And I am so excited you chose to listen to this episode. It's going to be a fun, juicy one all about building your confidence. If you enjoy this episode, I would love it if you could share it on Instagram. It's Bold Sexy Warrior. And then on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. Please do leave a review. That really helps to get this episode out there, and that would mean the world to me. So my loves, in my experience as a visionary business soul coach, I have witnessed many healers and light workers struggle to monetize their spiritual gifts because they haven't yet accessed their inner permission to receive the financial prosperity that is their birthright. So if you resonate with this, then you'll want to download my free digital guide that I created for you to unlock the three activation codes that allows healers, lightworkers, and coaches to activate their inner permission to monetize on their calling. Please go to www.7figureconfidence.com/soulgasmic to download yours. So, on today's show, do you want to feel more confident, perhaps even more liberated, and overall happy? Because after all, isn't that what the true success is, when you feel happy, content, and fulfilled? Well, I'm going to be welcoming my special guest, one of my soul sisters that I first met on Instagram. And there's been so many synchronicities between us as soon as we met, and I'll share a little bit more about that. But I'd love to let you know about Lupita Valencia, who is also a licensed psychotherapist. So there is synchronicity number one. That was my background. I used to be a registered psychologist. She's also a confidence coach and an inspirational speaker who also moonlights as a DJ in addition to being a single mom and a mentor. Her beautiful energy makes her a woman in her own league. Her spiritual connection, practicing mindfulness, education, and training as a psychotherapist and holding her own in male-dominated industries like DJing and being a speaker brings a realness and tenacity not found elsewhere. You guys are going to love her vibes. And with her specialty in self-esteem, self-worth realization, and trauma, Lupita teaches her clients how to become genuinely confident, secure, overcoming some of their crippling fears, smashing whatever goal they deeply desire. Welcome, my love.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're here too. This is going to be such a fun one. You know, I have to share another synchronicity before we get into having you, of course, share your story. Is what was so cool was when you were one day doing a Facebook Live in my Facebook group, because it's Practice Tuesday. You get to do a Facebook Live on Tuesdays today, actually, and. And you were playing music, and it was the same music as my podcast music. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So that's when I reached out, and we had been chatting already, but you didn't know that I had a radio show turned podcast yet. And then when you heard about my music, it was just like, okay, we got to get on a Zoom call and chat and like get to know each other more, because this is just like crazy amazing. There were so many synchronicities even up to that point. So I'm so happy you're here.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here too.
And your story is so powerful. So I'd love for you to share how you got to be who you are today and do what you do.
Yeah. I want to say something to synchronicities just quickly. I love how we don't ever get used to it. You know, I love how, like, it's crazy, but not really. Like, it's crazy, but this is my life. This is this is how it is for me. So how I started to get into the confidence coaching, it is similar to you, Roslyn, doing work with clients in the psychology field, with psychotherapy, and really coming across people that were in a different phase within therapy. There are phases in therapy, and they really didn't feel like they fit into a specific phase. Like, I know what my problem is. Can you just tell me how to get there? Can you just tell me what to do? And as a therapist, we're not allowed to do that. We can help guide, but we're not allowed to, you know, give any type of coaching for whatever ethical reasons, right? But that wasn't working for the demographic that I was working with. And so I found loopholes to be able to help them anyway. And they were getting massive results in record time. And my supervisor was like, hey, she pulled me to the side and was like, what are you doing? This is not normal. And I explained to her, and she's like, well, although it is not illegal what you're doing, this is bad for business. And we really need for you to stick to how you've been trained to do this. And that's where I felt like I wasn't being really authentic in what I felt was helping the client in the best way possible. So then I decided to branch off and do my own thing, go into coaching. And then that led into just an array of things happening that had to do with COVID. But yeah, soon after that, I went into business for myself. I started my business in 2019, really started to take off at the end of 2019, February 2020, right before COVID. Everything was going really well. Then COVID happened and I lost almost all of my clients, and my son and I landed to be homeless for almost 6 months. And that was an incredible learning and growing experience for me. I had already done a lot of inner work on myself, so I knew it was only a matter of time where I was going to find a break within that momentum to head in a different direction. I just didn't know what was missing. I didn't know what was the key factor there. Mm-hmm. But fast forward to today, we're in 2021, June. And, you know, a year ago today, I was homeless. And today, I woke up in a beautiful king suite in Caesar's Palace. So I just really, really love how everything unfolded so beautifully. And this ultimately makes me even a better servant for my clients, to really take them to another level as opposed to where I was before, with really just identifying limiting beliefs. And now it's about really surpassing, not only identifying, but getting them to the next level, and teaching them how to feel comfortable to sit at any table, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Wow. thank you for sharing that. And I'd actually love for you to share a little bit more, if we could go even further back, because I just feel like this is so powerful and our audience could definitely, I feel like they would love to hear this story too. When you were younger, like I'm in awe, he was even telling Dan, my husband, about your story, because I was just so in awe of you and how you grew up in trauma and poverty, and like you beat all the odds.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I have already lived 3 lives because of everything that I've encountered and have overcome. Yeah, I was raped at a really young age. I was around 5 when I was raped, and then later on, I was molested by a female in the family. Then later on after that, I was beaten to busted lips, black eyes, broken bones by my father, to leaving home at 16. So back when things happened with COVID and my son and I landed to be homeless, that wasn't the only time that I had been homeless. I was homeless as a teenager as well. And those that are listening and have or starting to have that spiritual connection, we know that we will continue to come across the same challenge until it really lands for us. Then we can move on to the next thing, right? That challenge kept on coming up for me with like not believing in myself and not believing that I can do whatever it is that I set out to do on my own. I needed to rely on someone else. I needed to be codependent. I needed to, I wasn't feeling like I was enough to do it on my own. And so in those phases in my life, I was constantly relying on someone else to get me through, and then that would fall away. And I wouldn't understand what was happening. And it was really just not believing in myself, really not believing that I was capable of whatever success or whatever it is that I wanted to achieve. And I was capable of doing it and figuring it out on my own. but yeah, so that trauma really set the stage for this deep spiritual connection, because although I was in really dangerous situations, I was really feeling alone. I wasn't recognizing that although I was feeling lonely, I was never alone. And there was just so many spiritual, some people call it God moments, universal moments, whatever you like to call it, that was really looking out for me, really making sure that I was protected and taken care of. I shared a story with you where I was very young, around 4, right before I got raped, which was one of the reasons how that happened. Like, my family was dispersed throughout different households because we all lived in the same building, and the building caught on fire and I was the only one in the building. And no one had noticed that I was still in, and I had kind of a God moment where I found myself outside of the building, but I'm not sure if it was, I feel like maybe it was a spirit guide. I'm not sure if it was a guardian angel. Who knows? I don't really know. I just know that it was nothing. It was none of my family, because everyone was very far away from the building. No one was allowed in or out because the building was already engulfed in flames. And I heard a voice calling me, and I head to the door because that's where I saw whatever it was. And I walked out. And it was just a lot of moments like that within my life that only until later I realized, like, wow, I am destined for greatness. I always had that I always had that feeling within me. Anytime I was, throughout life, I had major depression. I had PTSD from the trauma. I had very, very, very bad anxiety. Just talking about it right now kind of makes it come up a little bit. To where I wanted to commit suicide. I was suicidal almost all of my life. And so every time I got to that point where I wanted to either slip my wrists or do something very, very harmful to myself, I had this voice speaking to me, you know, within me. I'm not sure if it was like outside or inside, it just felt so clear, like saying things similarly to like, if you do this, you'll never find out. Something really big is waiting for you. Something so great is waiting for you. And if you do this, you're never going to get the chance to see it. And so I always would, you know, put the knife down or step away from the dangerous situation. Like, okay, fine. I won't kill myself today. But it really led me to where I am today in truly believing that I am worth it, that I am enough, that I can do these things. And it is all of the programming and trying to stay safe and doing what was expected of me that kept me from doing what I really, really wanted to do. Essentially, the things that led me to becoming a DJ in my 30s and things like that, that's just like so mind-blowing to people. Like, what? You're going to quit your job to do that? Are you crazy? But once I started to really follow that path, that inner light within me, everything started to change and all of the synchronicities just got bigger and more clear, and just amazing things have not stopped happening. I mean, not that they didn't happen before, but they're just so much more apparent now, just changing the perspective.
And also allows me to see just it different. My sense is like you really have leveled up energetically and vibrationally, so things that used to trigger you have less of a grasp and probably don't even, you know, phase you to some degree now. So thank you so much for sharing this and just being so raw and so vulnerable. I know that just simply by you sharing so courageously your story, that this in and itself heals others. So I'd love for us to take a pause break right now. And when we come back, for us to jam about specifically what are some of those ways and how you have created shifts in your life and how people can as well.
Yes.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
Mom,
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at roslynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Okay, welcome back, loves. Oh, Lupita, I'd love for you to share just, you know, how, what has worked for you, what has worked for your clients when they first come in and they're in this place of anxiety, perhaps trauma, and they're lacking confidence or they're struggling in life. How do you support them to move into liberation, feeling more happy and confident?
Yeah, I love how you ask, how do I support them? Because that is the number one way that they are able to get through whatever challenges that they're facing. Something that's a lot, well, all of my clients have experienced is trauma. And when that trauma was happening during childhood, they didn't have the support that they needed to be able to overcome whatever challenges they were facing at the time. So what happens is we get stuck. And then later on in life, that looks different for adults, right? It's not appropriate for an adult to throw themselves on the floor and throw a tantrum. Mm-hmm. But what is acceptable is road rage. What is acceptable is being a mega B. I won't say the B word, and things like that. But really, this all stems from feeling hurt or feeling ashamed or feeling any of those feelings where it's not so openly talked about. So there's some psychoeducation that happens as well with understanding evolutionary our brain is set up so that we survive, so that we stay safe, and not, our brain isn't set up to make us happy, it's set up to keep us safe. So in understanding that, I take them to the next phase of just reminding yourself, first let's be mindful that your brain is making these connections to these bad habits to keep you safe, not to keep you happy. If you choose that you want to change this, you want to change, you want to get into happiness, more joyous moments, then you have to recognize that your brain is doing this on purpose to keep you safe. So it's in the recognition, practicing mindfulness, and sometimes a lot of people connect mindfulness to meditation, although that is a really big component, right? But it's also being aware, practicing awareness in the present moment. What is happening within me right now? And why am I doing this? Why is this, why am I reacting this way? And not necessarily wanting or needing to take action, but just being aware of what's happening within the body. And then after that, we move to other phases with, okay, now let's take action. So the psychoeducation and how I practice coaching is from a therapeutic foundation. So there's the psychoeducation and really just being aware of what's happening within your body. And then we move to the coaching phases, like, okay, now you want to experience more joy. Now you want to experience change within your life. What types of actions can we commit to get you there? And throughout this whole process, I basically hold their hand. They have full access to me and feel completely supported throughout the entire process. And the reason for this is because life happens outside of sessions. Especially for someone who experiences trauma, they need the hand-holding. They need someone to remind them, hey, it's going to be okay. I know this is hard, but you got this. You can do it. I believe in you. And you know what? You have done things that are way more difficult than this. You got this. And so it's just really being there for them and reminding them and being that positive force. And it's also not about only positive vibes, only positive feelings. Feeling is healing, and it's not running away from the things that scare us, that make us feel uncomfortable, to really move to a different feeling place, right?
I always like to say that the triggers are our medicine. That's the doorway into where we can start to heal, because everything is neutral until we put meaning to it. And how we do that is based on our belief system. So, yeah, I really love how you just shared feeling it to heal it.
Yeah.
And actually, if I can take a pause, love, and just because some people might be listening and wonder if this is kind of new for them. They might be wondering, like, what do you mean by noticing what happens in the body? So can you share a little bit more of an example, how being aware of what happens in our body supports us to start moving towards shifting and healing?
Yes, absolutely. So I guess for most current vocabulary, it's triggers. So what is triggering you at the moment, and how is your body feeling? So I have a client that has anger, that has a problem with anger management. So for us, it's practicing precise or honest vocabulary. So he doesn't have a problem with anger. He has a challenge with managing his anger. So in managing,
I love that. You know, it's actually like sort of bothers me a bit when people say to others, you have an anger problem, or even when people say, I have an anger problem. No, anger is healthy. It's a healthy emotion. We may have emotional regulation, you know, dysregulation. And it's like, let's look at how can we channel, honor your anger and channel it. So, and get to the root of it.
Yeah, I really want to speak to the regulation part, but quickly, for this client in managing his anger, he first has to recognize what is triggering him and how is this making him feel in that moment. Like, let's really talk and process what is happening within you. Why are you feeling angry? I'm feeling angry because, most of the time it's, I'm feeling angry because they said or did something that hurt me. And this is how I grew up, watching others around me manage their anger. So this is what's acceptable for me. And I work with a lot of Latinos. And so within the culture, it's acceptable for you to, especially for men, to exhibit hurt with anger. So anger is the surface, and really what's beyond the surface, under, deeper, is hurt. I feel hurt, but it's more socially acceptable for me to exhibit anger. And then how does that anger, you know, manifest physically? Sometimes it's punching a wall or putting their hands on someone or really overdoing it at the gym physically to the point where they hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. Also road rage, things like that can really come out physically and taking it out on others, lashing out, things like that. That the lashing out is very, very common for women. I have a client that also, and this is not just specifically within the Latino culture, but in many cultures where women feel hurt, but I need to be a strong woman. So I'm not going to show that I'm hurt. I'm not going to cry because I'm strong. So I'm going to get angry and I'm going to lash out. Where crying is a release. I encourage crying. It's okay to cry. Of course, we get to a point where like, all right, if it's happening often, let's really identify that. But at first, in the beginning of the process, it's so important to just allow the release. And this is encouraged with men as well. Like if you feel yes. hurt, it's okay to cry. What's not okay is you doing things that you're going to regret later. So which action is going to make you feel better as a person? Yes, I know you identify crying as a form of weakness, but lashing out or acting out physically doesn't make you feel better later. So let's really identify that and work on that. And if you feel like you want to cry, but you don't want to do it alone, I'm always here to support you. You can reach out to me. And I've had that. I've had where clients reach out to me like, I really, really want to cry right now, but it's not coming out. Then I coach them through the process. They start crying. You know, we're on the call together and they really get to a better feeling place. They have just this enormous amount of release. Like, oh my gosh, it's been years since I've cried. And that it just creates like this feeling of so much weight lifted off of them. What I did want to say,
yes. Please go ahead, love.
Yeah, what I did want to say with the emotional regulation. So how does all of this relate to confidence? What's happening is if we are not able to regulate our emotions, that keeps us from fully being as functional as possible. So if we don't learn how to regulate our emotions, that keeps us from working as our best selves. You go to work and you're not regulating your emotions, it's hard for you to do your best work there. You go home, you're not regulating your emotions, then now you're not your best self at home either. You know, you're around your friends. This affects all areas of life. And what happens when you learn how to regulate your emotions, you're owning your experience. Mm-hmm. You're learning that it's okay to be where you are. You're also learning that there is no one out there like you and can do what you do in the way that you do it, right? Rosalind, there can be other...
That's right.
There can be other psychologists that also have a podcast, but they are not you. And that's you correct. Have something so special that is so different from anyone else. You know, out of all those sperm, you're the one that got through and now this is you.
That's right.
So they are learning how special and amazing they are and really owning their experience. And with the accomplishments of regulating their emotions, that allows them to function better at work, to function better in social settings, to function better around their family members. And now they are walking around with a different sense of self, with a different identity of like, yeah, I freaking did that. Yes. Yeah. So, and then another part of my program, it, you know, this is the DJ part of me. where it's really important to incorporate fun. We forget how important
this is. Why we get along as well.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
We get stuck in the rat race. We get stuck in being a parent, adulting, being an adult. And this could be for someone even in their 50s or 60s, right? Forgetting how important incorporating fun into your life is. So I make them do a list of things that they love to do. That's only for them. Not like, oh, well, I love volunteering at the shelter. That's awesome and that's great. But you're giving to other people, which is important. However, how are you filling your own cup for you? So it's getting to that better feeling place, allowing yourself to have fun, allowing yourself to be okay with taking a break from life and doing something that feels good. And then you can come back to doing the work in a more refreshed manner, as opposed to work, 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 work. It's important
absolutely
to relax.
Oh my gosh. You know, and I feel like we could totally jam on, like after we come back from commercial, but how specifically trauma impacts entrepreneurs and how that can show up in our business. And I have actually a few examples of how that can show up. Because honestly, it's just like, if we don't heal our shit, like it's going to show up and it will show up in our businesses, whether we want it to or not. Usually if we don't heal our shit, it's going to come up in at the most inconvenient times. So yeah, and I imagine that, you know, you've also seen that for yourself. So we'll go into commercial and come back and talk a little bit more about that.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, loves. Okay, Lupita, let's talk about what happens when we don't heal our trauma, our inner child stuff, and how that might show up in our businesses. What have you witnessed?
Yeah, so in a certain situation, I'm just going to use a case study. So
sure.
With a client who grew up without their mom, and their father was an alcoholic. There wasn't physical abuse there, but there was the lack of support. They always felt alone when they needed to feel comforted, when they needed to feel consoled. This creates trauma within a child. A lot of people think that trauma is connected to physical abuse, although it is, of course. But it's also a time where the child isn't getting the support that they need at the time to remind them of their worthiness and to remind them that they are loved. And so what this created was a person that was afraid to take action because they never knew if it was the right action to take on, because they never got the support in making choices and making decisions. Like, I'm going, as a child, this would translate to, let me see, like, I'm not sure if I should do my homework today because I'd rather watch cartoons. There was no one there to tell them to do their homework, so they didn't do the homework, but for some reason, it kept working out for them, right? But they get later in life and start thinking like, I don't really have to do a lot to just get by, so I'm gonna keep doing that. I'm gonna keep just getting by. And then what happens is later on, they start seeing like, I want more, but why can't I get more? What's happening here? Why can't I get so close to the next level, but then something keeps pushing me back. And it's that brain connection again. Like, your brain is set up to keep you safe.
That's
not
right.
To make you happy. So if you dip into the unknown, the brain will bring you back. Like, no, please don't do unknown stuff. We don't know that. What we do know is what to keep you safe. So let's just keep on doing what we've been doing, just getting by. Don't venture out into the unknown. We don't like that. Stay here where it's safe because the unknown is unpredictable. Here, this is predictable. Another traumatic event is I work with clients that have had extreme physical abuse. So anytime this client would voice their opinion or say that they disagreed with anything, they would experience physical abuse, like, you know, smacks in the face, or even being pushed down the stairs, pushed into a wall, things like that. Mm. And so what they learn is the opposite of what you would think a person would learn. So what they learned was, I need to force my opinion if people are not going to listen. I grew up feeling like what I had to say wasn't important, and now you're going to really listen to what I have to say. I'm going to push it in your face and force it onto you. And as we know, in business, that doesn't work. You're now making connections from a forced place, and people don't like that. That's not how customer service works. That doesn't connect well with people when it comes to trying to make money and trying to have a service that is making or leading a customer to feel comfortable. When you're forcing something onto them, now it's no longer feeling like they're wanting it. You're kind of just pushing it onto them. So what I worked on with that client is focusing on attracting and really believing that your energy is going to attract people, and you don't have to force. This is something that you learned growing up. This is not who you really are. And allowing for your energy to really speak for you, allowing to see that what you have to say is important and it will be said at the right times. There's no need to force it. Because what happens is when they're forcing, they're using a lot of their own energy to force it onto other people, and it drains them. And now,
that's right.
After being drained, now you're having less business interactions as well. And that is leading to you making less money. So it all goes back to how you are connecting with others, and it starts with how you connect with yourself and disconnect with what you learned growing up.
Yes. I want to put one more in before we start our meditation, which is, you know, in we always preach about being in a tribe, a community, you know, whether that looks like group coaching or a mastermind. And I have seen people unravel on other people because it's like their inner child stuff is coming up. Mm. And, you know, even though people are trying to be helpful, but they're not seeing it neutrally. And there's a, like the projection of the inner child coming out. So it looks like passive aggressive. It mm. looks like perhaps trying to start fights. Mm-hmm. It may look like just a lot of self-doubt, but not feeling safe, especially in women, right? Lots of women don't, they kind of fear being around tribes of women because of their own upbringing, being bullied by girls, so whether it's social bullying or physical bullying, whatever that looked like. But if we don't heal that stuff, it's going to show up in adulthood. And that's what the universe really is. It's working for us. It's not happening to us, but it's happening for us so that we can look at this and go, what is it about this situation that's bringing up this anxiety or this part of me that's coming out as aggressive? And sometimes we're not even aware until the same thing keeps happening over and over again, you know, and it's just really, I'm going to say this, my loves, but you are the common denominator. You got to look at what is going on. And
yes,
and look at this as it's happening for you. It's an opportunity for you to heal because likely it's not serving and supporting you. It's a sense of like you want, we at the core of us, we want to feel loved, safe and belong. But if we're pushing that away, what is really going on? Or if we're not feeling like we belong or fit, what is really going on? Mm-hmm. So Lupita, before we move into our meditation, just in case we go right into time, how can people get a hold of you? Where can they start to connect with you? Please let us know your social media handles.
Yeah, they can find me anywhere on any social media platform under hashtag Lupita V Coaching, and that's L as in love, U, P as in Paul, I, T as in Tom, A, the letter V as in victory, and the word coaching. So Lupita V Coaching anywhere, YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, where else? TikTok, everywhere.
I love it. I love it. I love your accent, by the way. I just love the way you say Lupita and how you spelled it. Yes, V for victory. All right, my love. So why don't we have you deliver a meditation, whatever you feel called, based on our juicy conversation today, to guide our listeners, and just cue me at the end to come in for a light language.
Awesome.
I'll only need about 20-30 seconds.
Okay, great. Now we're gonna take a few deep breaths. Every time we take a breath in, we're gonna hold it for 2 seconds. And let it out. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. One more time, in and out. And just one more time, really allowing all of the muscles in your body, especially your shoulders and your head, your face, go ahead and just relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Go ahead and repeat out loud. I am enough. I am enough. I am whole and complete. Although I do make mistakes, I know that the universe is working and helping me, guiding me to feeling better, to more joyous, amazing, beautiful, soulful moments. Anytime I connect with Source and the light, I am reminded that I was made perfectly as I am. I am whole and complete. I have everything I need for the success that I want. Confidence comes every time I'm in my element and I'm remembering who I really am. I have everything I need to be as successful as I want. I was made perfect exactly how I am. Really allow yourself to relax. Anytime you're feeling hurt, feeling confused, frustrated, this is the universe communicating, working for you, not to you. You have been through way worse. You're going to get through this too. Everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for you. Really relaxing. Feel that light coming into your crown, going down your spine, hugging you around your rib cage, going down your legs, into the ground, grounding yourself, connecting yourself with Mother Nature. You can do this. Allowing for the energy to come back up, touching the sun, going back into the crown, back down into your body, creating the circle. Allowing yourself to be a part of the light and Mother Nature. Reminding yourself that confidence comes when you are being who you truly are, not playing into defense mechanisms, but connecting yourself to intuition. And allowing yourself to be you. Really relaxing. Really letting yourself be in this present moment. You're safe here. you have everything you need to be successful. Remembering that confidence comes when you're being who you truly are. Right now, where you are, at this very moment, you are safe. And the universe always has your back.
Beautiful. I'm going to just come in with a light language. Morokura tia nanakia, morokura tia. Anchoring all of this in. Morokia, morokura tia nanakura tia. Mananaki, morokura tia, morokura tia. Marakia, marananakia. Breathing in and out. Thank you so much, Lupita, for being here, for sharing your gifts.
I'm clapping because I'm so happy.
Applausing you. I love it. I love it. My listeners, please do go and follow Lupita. She is incredible. Lupita V coaching you. Absolutely won't regret it, as you can feel in, tune in. Thank you, my loves. Thank you, Lupita.
Thank you.